Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us for a few minutes, a fairly lengthy piece that she posted, I think it was a week or so ago, may have been more recently, at ctmirror.org. And that, of course, is our world-famous friend, Jacqueline Rabe Thomas, Joe.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
Are you doing good?
Hello.
Jackie.
Jacqueline, are you there?
Try it again. There you go. Hi.
There we go. Hi, Jacqueline. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me on.
We're just learning the equipment.
Yeah.
So there's a divide in our state from Southwest Connecticut, which thinks they're part of New York, to the rest of the state. But in individual towns, there's a divide between people with money and people who don't have as much, who get affordable housing. And that was the focus of your story.
Yeah, so I wrote about how essentially one quarter of municipalities in Connecticut have seen a reduction in the share of housing units in their community that
right.
is affordable.
Well,
and
yeah.
That to be.
Well, one of the things that you put right at the top of the story at the outset, you have a photo of a gated mansion in Westport. I'm reading this, where 3.4% of housing considered affordable. Let's begin here by saying, what is affordable?
Sure. So affordable can mean many different things. The state's definition of affordable is when it is reserved for folks who are making a certain amount, under a certain amount of income each year. So typically lower income individuals.
Sure.
And so meaning that they shouldn't be spending more than about 30% of their take-home pay to pay for their housing costs.
Okay. And that, of course, puts a strain. By the way, you also talk in the story at ctmirror.org about Timothy Hollister, who is apparently, what is he, a thorn in the side of some of these people who don't want affordable housing?
So Hollister has been working for decades to help developers build a mixture of affordable housing with market rate housing. So
okay.
In Connecticut, places like Westport, who aren't as eager to allow affordable housing to open,
right.
They developers are left with really one tool to get in the door and
What's
develop,
that?
And that is through the statute known as 830G. And that statute essentially allows developers to bypass local zoning decisions. So if the local zoning board says, you know, we're not going to allow you to build this affordable housing mixed with some market rate unit, there is a tool for folks to hire attorneys like Hollister to go to court and fight for that. It takes a really long time. It's, you know, one of the cases that he's been fighting in Westport has been going on for, you know, a very long time, over 10 years.
Whoa.
And so it takes developers a really long time to go through the courts, which, you know, sitting on undeveloped land costs time, money, all the, you know, expert reports on traffic studies, land use, environmental studies that are required along the way also cost money. So, you know, it is costly to develop affordable housing in an unwilling town.
When we say affordable housing, what exactly are we? I mean, what's the cutoff for
as opposed to what's defined as?
Yeah.
Sure. So there's naturally occurring affordable housing. So if you're talking about, so that can be achieved through zoning regulation. So in a place like Avon, for example, that requires something like 15 acres to develop a duplex. Well, you know, that's not really affordable. But in a place like Hartford, where it's a third of an acre, maybe,
right.
That's more affordable. It makes it so with land costs money, and if you can only build one housing unit on that property, well, that housing unit is going to be more expensive. So that's more naturally occurring affordable housing. And then there's also affordable housing that the state and federal government provide subsidies to open, so that it is a discounted or subsidized construction cost, so that
okay.
the actual rent that someone must pay is more reasonable.
Well, and you mentioned Avon, and there's a big thing going on with Blue Fox Run. And, you know, if you drive around town, there are all these signs, save Nod Road. It's not that scenic, but yeah, it is. It's nice, I can see. But somebody wants to put in some mixed housing there. They want to put condominiums, they want to put houses in there, and they want to put some affordable housing. And I think part of the objection is that people say, well, you know, you let more people in, then you've got more of a drag on your school system. Then, I mean, education plays a role in this too, does it not?
So I'm an education reporter. That's actually the beat that I cover. Yeah. And Avon, as well as many, many other districts, are seeing huge decreases in enrollment.
Yeah.
So to say that enrollment would be impacted by building more housing, I don't think you see that in who's showing up in schools. And not to belabor the point, but you also have the fact that most of the affordable housing that gets built in communities isn't really family inclusive. So it's a one-bedroom unit or a two-bedroom unit.
Right.
So you're not talking about, you know, these three- and four-bedroom apartments where a lot of kids could be living in these units and eventually showing up at school. You're talking about one- and two-bedrooms. And there's been lots of studies that show that not a lot of kids follow affordable housing construction.
And as you said,
and also, I believe the Avon proposal is for elderly housing.
I think you're right. And as you say, I mean, towns can control this by changing their zoning laws. I mean, if they don't want affordable housing, they just can change the zoning. The zoning commission can get together and vote and change the laws, and then you can't do the affordable housing. So the towns really don't control the narrative on this?
They have veto authority, absolutely. You know, if a town doesn't want to allow affordable housing to be developed, they won't allow it naturally to occur through their zoning practices. And the 830G that allows developers to bypass local zoning decisions is insanely expensive for a developer. And it sends a message that if a town doesn't want you, you're going to have to spend a lot of time and money, which brings up the housing costs. So, you know, and then, you know, what does that really ultimately achieve?
Well said.
You did a lot of work on this. How long did it take you to get it done?
I'm working on the year on housing stories. So the story that you're talking about, I spent about 3 months working on.
Yeah, it shows.
Yeah, it does. It's
God bless you.
Great piece. Jacqueline, thanks for taking some time to be with us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jacqueline Rabe Thomas from CT Mirror. Yeah, she's got a couple stories up on the website. She's got the one about the lawyer that she talked about.
Right.
She's got the one that actually has been up since May.
Yeah.
On Separated by Design.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.